To say that Elliot Fixler is a mensch is like saying Tom Brady plays football. It just doesn't tell the half of it. Elliot takes menschness to an entirely new level. He is also, to put it mildly, a study in contrasts, caring and biting, loving and acerbic, generous and opinionated, methodical and manic. At this point, I have probably known Elliot Fixler longer than any other living person. I've learned that he believes that in order to be a true friend, it's occasionally necessary for him to kick you in the ass. I discovered this the very first time we met. The year was 1953, and because of my popularity, I was regarded as the third grade's leader of the pack among the schoolyard tough guys at Public School 66, located on Buffalo's Tacoma Avenue. In fact, we were known as the Polisner Gang, and we ruled the playground during recess. On one fateful day, we spotted a new kid who had recently transferred to our school. He looked funny, he talked funny, and he wore a baseball cap at all times. So, naturally, we wasted no time tormenting him. After a game of keep away using the kid's cap, we began to taunt and tease him mercilessly. The kid stood his ground and looked us up and down and determined that I was the head honcho. He put his head down and ran straight at me. He then proceeded to beat the living crap out of me. That pugnacious kid was Elliot. And as I lay panting on the playground tarmac, I remembered my father's advice. If someone can beat you up, it's better to be his friend than his enemy. Elliot and I have been best friends ever since. And friends like Elliot don't grow on trees, although, as you will read, some of Elliot's clients swing from them. I am proud to say that I have been at Elliot's side through thick and thin, and I'm not just talking about the hair on his head. We've shared moments of magnificent splendor atop Masada in Israel, as well as periods of the deepest despair imaginable. In this amazing memoir, Elliot recounts many of the cherished memories of our Buffalo boyhood. For example, scraping the snow from our driveway so we could spend the afternoon shooting baskets in front of our garage, after which my mother introduced Elliot to non-kosher food for the first time in his life, pepperoni pizza. Elliot also unabashedly shares tales of other sorts of forbidden fruit that he and I indulged in. I believe it was Elliot who popularized my nickname that has stuck with me all my life. Polisner somehow got slurred into Parsner, which sounds like parsnip, and parsnip eventually got whittled down to simply snip. Some of my most enduring memories from our misspent youth include listening to Elliot's mother, Rose, kvetch at me for having a shiksa, non-Jewish girlfriend. I also clearly recall the day Elliot and I were playing tackle football with our high school buddies, full contact with no equipment. One of our teammates suffered a serious compound fracture of his forearm, the splintered bone protruding through the skin. I think that was the day Elliot decided to stick to basketball. As he matured, Elliot's athletic prowess kept up with his skills.